We Got the Geek is recorded before a live studio audience.
Okay, so I'm Sarah J, and we're here for We Got the Geek. And this is Ian.
Hi.
For the Empire Sandy. Ian the DJ. I just go by the name tag.
That works. Yeah. I'm Ian Clark.
Ian Clark.
Yes.
Nice to meet you,
Ian. Nice to meet you as well.
And so, Empire Sandy. Now, I did some research online.
Right.
And found out that the Empire Sandy actually started out as a tugboat.
Right. It was originally built in 1943 for the Royal Navy as part of the 1,464 vessel Empire Fleet.
Okay.
And there were different classes, size of boats, and everything.
Right.
Of all those 1,464 boats, this is the only hull that's still operational.
Oh, wow.
All the others are gone.
Gone. Oh, okay.
It was originally a deep sea steam powered tugboat.
Oh, wow.
So it did a lot of work during the war.
Right.
It saw action during D-Day.
Oh, wow.
And there's actually marks on the starboard side where it was hit with enemy fire.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So after the war, it did more work through the Mediterranean doing salvage.
Right.
And then it was sold to a lumber company and relocated to Thunder Bay, Ontario.
Oh, my goodness.
The names changed around, but
right.
It was based in Thunder Bay. So it's still its point of registry to this day.
Gotcha.
So I got a freaking team up.
And it was a steam-powered tug for the next 25 years.
Okay.
Late 70s, steam engines aren't in vogue. So it was going to be scrapped.
Oh, wow.
3 days before that happened, the current owner's father bought it for $30,000.
Oh, my goodness.
And then he towed it to Hamilton.
Right.
Gutted it. The, I don't know if you'll get to see, but the original wheelhouse was at the bow, two
okay.
stories up,
oh,
and they
wow.
chopped that off and put it to the stern.
Oh!
And then they threw in 200 tons of concrete for ballast.
Okay.
Installed the mast.
Right.
Close to 2 miles worth of rigging. And now you've got a replica 19th century three-masted schooner.
Wow. That's amazing. It's really something.
It's got a lot of history behind it.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think that's one of the reasons why everybody loves it, I'm assuming. I mean, besides, you know, you see the masts and everything.
Yeah.
And it's just one of those things where it's like you get to go on a tall ship.
Well, that's just it, because you see these boats, but it's, I guess the exciting part is getting to go out, even if it's only for 2 hours.
Yeah.
But to go out and you want to see the sails go up, you want to feel the wind pushing you along.
Exactly.
And yeah, that is very, very exciting, and something that most people don't get to do.
Yeah, exactly. Now, you're here for all of Canal Days until when?
We leave Tuesday morning.
Okay.
And we're taking a group of people down through the Welland Canal.
Right.
Careful, Ethan. It's always going on here.
Yeah.
So we're taking a group of people down the Welland Canal, dropping
right.
them off in Port Weller Tuesday morning. So we leave here Tuesday morning and go down, drop them off, and then we go back to Toronto.
Okay, and so where else do you take the Empire Sandy?
We just finished 3 weeks of touring with the Rendezvous 2017 Tall Ship Regatta.
Oh.
It started in Canada Day in Hamilton.
Right.
Then the next weekend we were in Bath, Ontario, which is out by Kingston.
Okay, yeah.
After that, the next weekend we were in Sorel Tracy, which is halfway between Montreal and Trois-Rivières.
Oh, okay, perfect.
And then the convergence, I guess, there were about 40 tall ships altogether from all over the world.
Wow.
In Quebec City for 5 days.
Oh, beautiful.
It was amazing.
Now, does the Empire Sandy stay in the Great Lakes or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah, we used to go down to the Bahamas, but now it's easier in the wintertime to leave it in Toronto and then
right.
just do our own thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Now, how many people can you fit on board this?
It's rated for 275.
Okay.
And we have a full complement crew of 25.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. That's awesome.
We do most of our own catering on board, other than desserts, which we bring in.
Right.
But everything else, unless the folks decide they want to do it themselves,
right.
we cook everything here.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, because, I mean, it's a ship. It usually has a galley in that.
That's right.
See, I know ship talk. Galley.
Galley.
I got it.
Below deck. Downstairs. No.
starboard in that, that's I'm it. Still iffy with.
Port side, starboard side. Easy way to remember. Port, if you're facing forward, port is always on your left, and port wine is red, and the red light on the ship is always on the port side.
Oh!
It's a little trick.
I like that little trick. So that's handy. Okay.
Stay overnight there.
It. Well, this has been absolutely, this is my first time setting foot on the Empire Sandy, okay. And I had the pleasure of setting foot on the Empire Sandy and interviewing you.
Well, so thank you very much.
I'm excited. This is good. So I'm going to sign off for now. Again, Ian, thank you so much
thank
for taking
you very
the time.
Much.
And I know you've got a busy weekend ahead of you.
We do. We've got all sorts of cruises we're doing. But it was nice to talk with you.
Well, thank you so much.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.